NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson is on track to break the U.S. record for most cumulative days in space on Monday. To help celebrate her 535 days, the space agency has announced she'll receive a congratulatory call from President Trump. The Trump administration has yet to define exactly what it wants from NASA, and we still don't know who President Trump will nominate to lead the agency. So what can we glean about what NASA will look like under Trump? Lori Garver is former deputy administrator of NASA from 2009 to 2013. Now she's general manager of the Airline Pilots Association. Lori, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Jeremy.
And let's start with the leadership of NASA. The current administrator is an acting administrator, Robert Lightfoot, who has spent his career with the agency, starting as a tech engineer in 1989. We still don't know who President Trump will nominate to be NASA's administrator. Is that a concern for you at this point in the presidency that we still don't know?
Not at all. Honestly, the NASA administrator we know is a sub-cabinet position. It is not typically the highest appointment or first made. In the Obama administration, when I came in, although I was asked by the administration to serve as deputy in February, that was not public announced until May, and I was confirmed along with the head of NASA in July. So they would be ahead of schedule if they were doing it now.
But do you have a sense at this point of what Trump wants to do with NASA?
I don't think we have much of a sense. We have some signals based on different people that have been advisors, both to the campaign as well as to the administration. We had their transition team and beachhead team, and typical to other agencies, there have been some shakeups, and it's difficult to know sort of who is speaking on behalf of President Trump for NASA. I don't want to say that we don't know who's running NASA, because Robert Lightfoot is running NASA. He's the acting administrator. We had an acting administrator last round for 5 months, and NASA's in good hands. It tends not to be too partisan. And I think there are signals from the Trump administration that there's a lot of good that they want to continue at NASA.
But there are also signals of proposed cuts to NASA's budget, including to its Earth Science program. First of all, tell us what that program does and why you think the Trump administration wants to cut it.
Sure. NASA is about a $19 billion agency at this point, and just over $1 billion of that is put into Earth sciences, meaning developing satellites that will, instead of looking out, look back. So NASA develops a couple of these a decade, typically. The data is used by climate scientists as well as taken over by NOAA operationally over time. So it's an important aspect of what NASA does. It's an important aspect of how we keep an eye on our planet and adapt to change. And so it is pretty disturbing to the communities that it would be cut. But again, that agency is quite healthy, and $200 million from $19 billion program is not a big deal, but it is a big deal to take that entirely out of Earth Sciences, which is what they have proposed.
Well, and what do you think we would lose if we were to lose that division of NASA?
Well, you know, it's not the whole division, but what they do is develop the cutting-edge satellites that we are going to be utilizing in the future for data on protecting our planet from, you know, whether you believe this is human-induced or not, we do have a changing climate. Some of this is even weather. I mean, it boggles the mind to think that you wouldn't want the data. You know, people can disagree about the policy reacting to it, but of course, it seems like we would want to be gathering the data.
Another area of NASA's budget that the Trump administration has proposed cutting, in this case entirely, is the NASA Education Program. What does that do, and why is it important, do you think?
Well, the NASA Education Program is a much smaller program than the $100 million range, I believe, at least when I left. And what it does is give money to grants, to states, to help run programs that will get more students interested in studying space, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. I think in general, that budget had been cut over time, largely because you can disagree whether that's the Department of Education's responsibility versus the agencies themselves. But in general, that money is used in schools, all levels, elementary through postgraduate. But I used to argue a lot of the $19 billion is for the purpose of education in the sense that we all grow up looking at the achievements of this agency and being inspired by it. And I think as long as we continue to be able to do that in a space agency, you're moving the ball forward.
Does anything that you've heard from the Trump administration lead you to believe that we are moving in any different direction than a privatization of space exploration in this country, which has been going on for a while now?
Yeah, I don't think the Trump administration has decided that they are going to do that any more than the Obama administration had and the Bush administration before that. You know, we are on a path as this country, as capitalists, that the government shouldn't be interfering with the private sector. We shouldn't be competing with them. We should be allowing them to innovate and lower costs. And that is something that is being done in the space program. We in the Obama administration really tried to do more of that than the Congress would allow, given they want the government jobs in their districts. The Trump budget continues to fund the major $3 billion plus programs that are not commercial innovative programs. So I don't think they are signaling that they want to do any more, unfortunately, in my view, than the Obama administration did in advancing commercial space.
There are critics that say the Obama administration accomplished little for NASA. In February, Tom Stafford, who flew on Apollo 10, said, quote, "We had 8 years of lost opportunities. We have seen the consequences of failure to carry out long-term objectives." How do you respond to that criticism?
Sure. Where you sit depends on where you stand. I mean, Tom Stafford went to the moon. He is an American hero. And a lot of those astronauts, they want to go back to the moon. They would like this to be a fully government-owned and operated system. And they were not supportive of more innovative ways to get into space. And that's unfortunate because it really caused a lot of concern in Congress and the industry that is already making billions off of the NASA programs, of course, are very reluctant to let any of that go. So there is in the government a lot of momentum for the status quo, and people are very invested in that. So we did not make as many advancements in the Obama administration for NASA as I would have liked. But I believe that the reasons are because there were people like Tom Stafford who fought those changes and who are holding NASA back.
Lori Garver, what would be your most important piece of advice for the Trump administration when it comes to NASA?
Be all in. I think in the Obama administration, there were a lot of very consistent policies that extended from the Bush administration, and had they backed those policies with a stronger political support, we could have gotten farther. I think in the Trump administration, they have some of these innovative ideas. Newt Gingrich has been an advisor of the president, if he is still doing that, allowing NASA to really become, again, a force that stands up to the status quo and does innovative new things. That's what we have NASA for.
What would you say is the last truly inspirational thing that NASA did? What inspired you that they've done recently?
Oh, my goodness. NASA's done things nearly every day. Of course, during my time at NASA, the Mars Curiosity landing, which was so successful and inspirational. I think NASA can take some credit for the very inspirational reusable rocket that SpaceX just flew a second time. They are advancing and lowering the cost so that we can do more in space every day.
That's Lori Garver, who is the former deputy administrator of NASA under President Obama. She's now general manager of the Airline Pilots Association. Lori, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good to be here.